great. So, hello. So we're here today with Camera. Hi.
Hi.
And Camera's one of the, you're part of the panel that's behind the Walk for Dignity for Asylum Seekers. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the walk and where you're going to be going on the walk as well.
The panel consists of volunteers and some of the refugees and asylum seekers. So it comprises of from various ethnic groups, so it's national backgrounds, Kurds, Iranians, Somalis. So this comprises of the committee because they represent broad base of the asylum seekers and the refugees. So normally I participate in the meeting in the meetings, suggesting what action we should take, to conduct this strike. So, but the areas that we are starting for this strike is at the Stevenson Train Railroad. Mm-hmm. There we will assemble for the march, and then we'll have some speeches, some banners, to sensitize people about the situation of the situation, the conditions of the asylum and refugees in this area, particularly Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. And so when you're leaving from Stapleton Road Station, do you know where, which places you're going to go? Because it sort of says you're going to go and sort of mark some of the places that that are of importance, I guess, and things.
Yeah, I'm not sure of where we are going to specifically, mm-hmm. but we'll march through the streets and then into the town center.
Nice.
So I'm not that because people out there, among the volunteers who have identified certain places where we will be going, mm-hmm. so I'm not that familiar with some of the areas.
That's
so,
fine, yeah. And what are some of the issues? Like, what are some of the issues that you think will be raised on the day that are, that will be raised that are of importance for asylum seekers and of importance to other people to know more about?
Oh, well, major issues is how asylum seekers are regarded in this country. Mm-hmm. They are stereotyped as economic migrants, stigmatized as people, criminals, and so forth. So these are the things that we are going to highlight, mm-hmm. in most of the meetings and the gatherings. So this is one of the most important, some of the problems that we face with the government, mm-hmm. how the government is treating us with regards to when you are seeking asylum. So these are going to be major issues, mm-hmm. like we are stigmatized, stereotyped, and then people should know that, we came to this country, to seek asylum. Not that we abandon our country, but we are afraid of the dangers that we have in our countries. This is why we came to seek asylum, not to steal people's job, people's wealth, or other things that we know will affect the communities. This is the whole broad-based idea about what we are going to do when we meet people. This one decide them that this is not the issue. We are not here because economic problems, when you look at the economic problem of this country, you can relate it to asylum seekers, Because the whole European economic turmoil cannot be based on asylum in European countries. Greek is one of them. So, as asylum, this how people will support the economy. Because if you are in this country, you should participate and support the system. Love this country, obey its laws. Nobody should accept a criminal, mm-hmm. to seek asylum. Because even if you are a criminal, you cannot bite the finger that is feeding you, mm-hmm. So if you do that, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. So this is why we are going to synthesize people and talk to them about our plight in this country with regards to seeking asylum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because it seems like the government has quite a harsh agenda at the minute in terms of asylum seekers and wants to crack down, and the UK border agency has sort of been called out as recently, in the past year or so, there's been documentation that they've kind of quite lots of accusations of racism and sort of excessive use of force sometimes that have even led to the death of some people who have been deported back to their countries. So there's a lot involved in this, isn't there, really?
Yeah, because what the government is preaching when it comes to human rights is one thing. What they are practicing in this country is another thing. Because if somebody seeks asylum, in this country, if you seek asylum, no amount of evidence can give you asylum. They use their discretion, to give you asylum.
Yeah.
Even if they know when they deport you are going to face in the country, they'll go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, this is the situation. That's why, you know, the government has to please the public, mm-hmm. the tabloids, mm-hmm. some tabloids, not every tabloid, but are out to support the government, you know. But, you know, when a government is saying human rights, mm-hmm. at least we should see it practices in all spheres of its, organizations, from immigration at any level of the government. I should be practiced there. But when you give a sweeping power to UK over agency, they do what they like. They don't go through any legal system. They mm-hmm. can do anything that they like, mm-hmm. and they are not answerable to anybody. So only to the, not even to even the legal people. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, disappointing when they are calling for human rights in other countries, mm-hmm. where repression is so. They are saying they are doing all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Now in this country, they are doing the reverse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. No, that sounds very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was wondering, for people that come to the march or people that are interested in sort of getting more involved in these issues, what would you suggest people do?
Well, we should to the people that look, we want to integrate with you. Mm-hmm. We are part of you. We love you people. We are not here to steal anything from you. We want to be part of you and support your government and improve it to develop this country. Mm-hmm. We are not here to steal any job. We are not here to do anything evil. We are law-abiding people. So that's how we should demonstrate to people. Mm-hmm. And we are willing to integrate into the society. Mm-hmm. You know, to in all spheres of the society, and to support the system that the government is introducing, mm-hmm. policies and so forth. So this is how we are going to, you know, behave ourselves, mm-hmm. when we meet the public, and this is how we are going to tell them, mm-hmm. you know. So that's going to be the message to the people.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes, yeah. Definitely. And so you're hoping lots of people come out,
yeah.
Bring banners, bring children, bring a friend if it rains.
Yeah.
And
just a lot of people are coming and they are going to bring their children, banners, drums. Mm-hmm. I mean, to gratify the occasion, to make it groovy. And people will come out and see us. And they'll see some of our placards.
Yes.
And we urge every people to come and read them and come and join us and know what is the significance of this. Demonstration.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and also a good, just a good chance to exchange and learn some things as well.
Yeah. It's going to be a big fun. At the same time, we are going to, you know, send this message and we are going to meet people and then we are going to solve a problem to them. So mm-hmm. we want to invite every people, all the, mm-hmm. and everyone to come and participate and see us. Whether, you know, asylum seeker, refugee, mm-hmm. you know, indigenous of Bristol, because this Bristol is one of the sanctuaries for asylum and mm-hmm. refugees. Yeah. So we encourage everybody to come because it's a pride mm-hmm. for Bristol, and we will want everyone to come because if you want to be remembered mm-hmm. as a pride, then you should come and join the people and then try to salvage those people that you give sanctuary to.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I want to congratulate you for coming to interview me. Nice. Because